And it is time to talk Olympics, Robert.
I love it.
Oh, and we found something before we intro Lachie Tame, because Lachie is heading to Tokyo tomorrow because he's in the fours in the kayaks over 500.
Yeah.
But we found this. We believe a kayak is a canoe.
Kayak and the canoe, they're so closely related.
Yeah, and you were talking about the beer commercial.
I was thinking about what might have inspired him to get amongst it earlier. Yeah.
There was this Carlton ad on TV.
A man's got to win. And to win, he has to do manly things. Make the tough decisions. Get on top and stay there. And you can't do that without a canoe. And to have the biggest, strongest, longest canoe, you need to be your best. Yes, life can be tough. And canoes can be awkward. So why not just ignore it all with a cool, refreshing Carlton Draft. And this, Carlton Draft.
Yeah, and this
made
man.
From beer.
And this man has the longest, the biggest, the strongest.
Oh, the strongest. The man who chose canoes over beer long ago.
It is Lachie Tame from Avoca. Good morning, Lachie.
Lachie.
Morning, boys. I can't believe you just played that. I'm so thirsty. I haven't had beer for months and I've got another few weeks to go.
Oh no.
Mate, have you been devoid of beer for a while?
Oh, I've been pretty good. Just one or two just casual dinners, but yeah, nothing good on an old schooner session. So I've been very, very tame, you'd want
to. Tell you what, it's tough when they start offering them to you for free on a flight too.
Now, Lachie, do you have the legs, mate, for another 11 years? Can you make, because bloody good news, Brisbane hosting the 2032 Games. Can you make it for Brisbane? Can you stick around for another 11 years?
I think so. I actually invested in a racehorse, so hopefully I could turn it into an equestrian number and we could make a shot at that come Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, don't do anything behind the scenes when it comes to equestrians. No, holy jeez. Well. Holy hell, mate. Now, mate, that is good news, though, Brisbane getting the games.
Mate, that's amazing. It was a bit, so-so, and then I was sitting there with my little 8-month-old daughter last night. I'm like, how cool is this going to be? I'm going to have an 11-year-old daughter to take to a home Olympics to have such an amazing experience. It's going to be so cool.
That is incredible. So, look, how old are you going to be when this Olympics comes around?
Me and my Zimmer frame should be around 40, 45.
So maybe not competing at the next Olympics. But what about a coaching role?
Yeah, definitely. I like to coach young kids and stuff like that. I like to teach people what the fun of and the skills of paddling. I don't want to deal with high performance athletes. They're too hard. It's too hard work.
Yeah. Well, and that's not.
Hey, Lachie, mate, you mentioned with your little bub. How is it? What, your training is so intense. How is it having a little bub, 11 months and training? How does that go?
It's tricky, but it's really good. I got a lot of help. My fiance, she's amazing, and then her mother, my mother-in-law, and then all their family and friends are so good. But yeah, it's there's some days you turn up to training and you just got to really grit your teeth and go, I got 3 hours sleep last night. How are you going?
At least you're not there with a hangover.
Yeah, exactly, like the Carlton ad.
Mate, when are you heading for the Olympics in Tokyo?
We leave on Saturday morning, so we fly through Sydney from tomorrow, and then we get to the village next Sunday once all the first weekers are done. So once the swimming and the rowing are done, we jump into their spots, and then we race. I race the end of that next week, so the 6th and the 7th.
Yeah. Look, I might have had my ears shut, but what's the go with athletes getting to Tokyo as far as quarantining or trying to isolate to prevent further spread of the virus in the village?
So we've all had our 2-week, 96-hour, 72-hour. That's sort of the 96 hours on Alex Dimonor failed. The tennis player. So, like, we're all getting those tests. I suppose we've been quarantining essentially as individuals where we are to try and get there, not to get DQ'd. So there's no quarantine process. But once we get there, we're in a bubble anyway. So
yeah,
there's no, I suppose, or we're in quarantine, right? So it's a bit tricky. Obviously, you've got a lot of nations coming together. But in the same sense, we're not overly mingling with people. The dining hall is very, very separated. We've got our own dining facilities in the Australian building and even our own gym and things like that, which is a unique experience. Normally, it's just one huge footy field-sized gym. So it's all very little bit separated. And much safer than normal, I presume.
And Lucky, when you do take gold in the men's kayak for over the 500 yes. metres, when you take gold, when you get home, what is the process coming home? Do you have to quarantine for 2 weeks when you get home, or what's the go there? Have they told you?
Yeah, we're quarantining for 2 weeks out at Darwin and Howard Springs. So we're on the last charter flight out of Tokyo. So that goes direct to Darwin, and we stay there for 2 weeks and then come out and
celebrate.
Keep game on.
Get on that, Carlton. Oh, yes. Well, mate, all the best in the games, and buddy. We can't wait.
We would like a heads up on the debunking of the shag-proof beds. I know that's not going to be on your calendar, but we hear that the beds are designed to prevent copulation between athletes.
Yeah, I'm a bit interested to see this. So I'll give it a whirl. I'll put it on Instagram for you so you can have a look.
All right.
Thank you.
Because
Lockie.
We had the Australian women's field hockey team got physical, and they joined Olympians from all over the world continuing to debunk that anti-sex cardboard bed theory in the Olympic Village that was in Tokyo. So if you could, like, just as you said, Instagram, as you said, you've got all your family and everything.
Jump on, give it a hiding, and just let us know how it stands up.
Do it like that Irish gymnast did.
Yeah. Just jumping, as in solo jumping.
Yes. Equestrian.
Yeah. Mate, hey, Lockie, all the best, mate. We can't wait to see you take gold. And, of course, Riley Fitzsimmons, too, from the Central Coast. And
a couple of Voca boys.
Yeah, a couple of Voca boys taking gold in the men's kayak 4 over 500. And, mate, when you win gold, we'll give you another call back, okay?
All right, sounds like a plan.